So next we will learn the fourth paragraph from Sri Sadgoswami Ashtakam, written by Srinivasa Acharya. Okay, Tyaktva Turnam Asesha Mandalapati Shrenim Sada Tuchavat Bhutva Dina Ganeshakau Karunaya Kaupina Kantashritau Gopi Bhava Rasamritabdi Lahari Kallola Magnau Muhur Any problem in pronunciation?
Mataji, first one.
Tyaktva. I'll repeat the whole verse once. Tyaktva.
Tyaktva. Tyaktva. Tyaktva.
Turnam.
Turnam. Turnam. Turnam.
Asesha.
Asesha. Asesha. Asesha.
Mandalapati.
Mandalapati. Mandalapati. Mandalapati.
Shrenim.
Shrenim. Shrenim. Shrenim.
Sada.
Sada.
Tuchavat
Tuchavat Tuchavat Tuchavat
Bhutva
Bhutva Bhutva Bhutva
Dina
Dina Dina Dina
Ganeshakau
Ganeshakau Ganeshakau Ganeshakau
Karunaya
Karunaya Karunaya Karunaya
Kaupina
Kaupina Kaupina Kaupina
Kantashritau
Kantashritau Kantashritau
Gopi Bhava
Gopi Bhava Gopi Bhava Gopi Bhava
Rasamritabdi
Rasamritabdi Rasamritabdi Rasamritabdi
Lahari
Lahari Lahari Lahari
Kallola
Kallola Kallola Kallola
Magnau
Magnau Magnau Magnau
Muhur
Muhur Muhur
No problem. Yatva turnamasesha mandalapati Shrenim sadatu chavat
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 Bhutva dina ganeshakau karunaya Kaupina kantashritau
Bhutva dina ganeshakau karunaya
Bhutva dina ganeshakau karunaya Kaupina kantashritau
Bhutva dina ganeshakau karunaya Kaupina kantashritau
Gopi bhavara samrita dilahari Kallola magnau muhur
Gopi bhavara samrita dilahari Kallola magnau muhur
Gopi bhavara samrita dilahari Kallola magnau muhur
Gopi भावरसामृतादिलहरी कल्लोलमग्नौ मुहुः वन्दे रूपसनातनौ रघुयुगौ श्रीजीवगोपालकौ वन्दे रूपसनातनौ रघुयुगौ श्रीजीवगोपालकौ
I'll do once more. त्यक्त्वा तूर्णमशेषमण्डलपति श्रेणीं सदा तुच्छवत्
त्यक्त्वा तूर्णमशेषमण्डलपति श्रेणीं सदा तुच्छवत् श्रेणीं सदा तुच्छवत्
भूत्वा दीनगणेशकौ करुणया कौपीनकण्ठाश्रितौ
भूत्वा दीनगणेशकौ करुणया कौपीनकण्ठाश्रितौ भूत्वा दीनगणेशकौ करुणया कौपीनकण्ठाश्रितौ
गोपी भावर सामृताब्दिलहरी कल्लोलमग्नौ मुहुः
गोपी भावर सामृताब्दिलहरी कल्लोलमग्नौ मुहुः गोपी भावर सामृताब्दिलहरी कल्लोलमग्नौ मुहुः वन्दे वन्दे रूपसनातनौ रघुयुगौ श्रीजीवगोपालकौ
I'll recite the entire paragraph the same way you should try. Yeah. त्यक्त्वा तूर्णमशेषमण्डलपति श्रेणीं सदा तुच्छवत् भूत्वा दीनगणेशकौ करुणया कौपीनकण्ठाश्रितौ गोपी भावर सामृताब्दिलहरी कल्लोलमग्नौ मुहुः वन्दे रूपसनातनौ रघुयुगौ श्रीजीवगोपालकौ
त्यक्त्वा तूर्णमशेषमण्डलपति श्रेणीं सदा तुच्छवत् भूत्वा दीनगणेशकौ करुणया कौपीनकण्ठाश्रितौ गोपी भावर सामृताब्दिलहरी कल्लोलमग्नौ मुहुः वन्दे रूपसनातनौ रघुयुगौ श्रीजीवगोपालकौ
वन्दे रूपसनातनौ रघुयुगौ
श्रीजीवगोपालकौ
Please repeat after me. I offer my respectful obeisances.
I offer my respectful obeisances.
Unto the six Goswamis.
Unto the six Goswamis.
Namely Srila Rupa Goswami.
Namely Srila Rupa Goswami.
Sri Sanatana Goswami.
Sri Sanatana Goswami.
Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami.
Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami.
Sri Raghunath Das Goswami.
Sri Raghunath Das Goswami.
Sri Jiva Goswami.
Sri Jiva Goswami.
And Sri Gopala Bhatta Goswami.
And Sri Gopala Bhatta Goswami,
who kicked off
all association
of aristocracy
as insignificant
in order to
deliver the
poor conditioned souls
they accepted
loincloths
treating themselves
as mendicants
but they are always
merged
immersed
in the ecstatic ocean,
in the ecstatic ocean
of the gopis' love,
of the gopis' love
for Krishna,
for Krishna,
and bathe always,
and bathe always,
and repeatedly,
and repeatedly
in the waves of that ocean,
in the waves of that ocean.
So basically, as you saw, we have seen some pastimes of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and all. What they did, they gave up all the riches. They were so rich, all of you saw. We'll see the stories of other Goswamis also. We saw that they gave up all the riches and association of aristocratic people for the welfare of us. They gave up everything and they accepted simple. They wore only simple clothes. See, if you see in this picture of this is the picture of the Goswamis. So if you see, they are just wearing a simple dhoti, a small cloth around them, and they stayed a simple life. They stayed under trees, under this tree one day another, and they didn't have, I mean they could have had big houses, but they gave up everything. They were living a very simple life in order to deliver the poor conditioned souls. That is why they treated themselves as mendicants, and they were always thinking only of the love of Krishna. The gopis, the topmost love is the love that gopis have for Krishna, and because that is selfless. In this world we see all the love, everyone loves you. I mean mostly everyone loves only for selfish motives. They have selfish motives, but in the spiritual world, I mean the devotees, their love for Krishna is, there is no selfish means. They, like, you know, that is pure love. For example, some people are like this: today I'll put 10 rupees in your box, you give me 1000 rupees lottery. That is wrong. You give me lottery, I'll put 10 rupees if you give me 10,000 rupees lottery. That is what everyone does. But that is wrong. That is dealing with the Lord. That is dealing with the Lord. So that is absolutely wrong. That is not pure love. You know, all these devotees, Srila Prabhupada did everything, but he didn't expect anything from the Lord. That is pure love. Are you able to understand what I am saying?
Yes, no? Mataji.
See, the point is, there are some people, I mean, many people in Bombay, if you see in most of the temples, they will go on Saturdays, they will go on Tuesdays, they will go on Thursdays, they will go and tell, you know, to the temple, I mean, whoever deity is there, maybe Ganesh ji or Saraswati ji or any deity, they will go. And they will say that, you know, they'll tell to the Lord, you know, directly, you know, I'm putting this 100 rupees in your hundi, in your donation box. And what I want is, you know, this time I have not at all studied in my exam, but you should see to it that I pass in my exam. It is your duty. Have you seen so many? There are people. How many of you? Is there anyone who is not like that? Huh? But there are people, or maybe some other thing, maybe not exam, maybe job, or maybe robber also, you know, before going to rob, he'll pray to Krishna. Today I'm going to rob the bank, please see that I'm not caught by the police. Understood? He will say, if you do like that, no, out of my robbery, no commission for you also. This is what people do. That's wrong. How many of you agree with me it's wrong? And why it is wrong? Why it is wrong?
Because we should not do like this.
Yeah, we should not deal with the Lord. We should have love for the Lord. The Lord is giving you everything, isn't it? So this you should sing with love for the Lord. You should chant with love for the Lord, for the pleasure of the Lord. Understood? It's like this. Say for example, a father is there, and say your father is there. Your father earns money and comes, isn't it? And your mother takes all the trouble, she buys all the vegetables, she cooks nice prasad, she will offer it to Krishna and she will give it to you. So in the plate, there is, say, some chapati, some sabji, some rice and some sweets. So out of love, say, this small child, she takes little chapati, she takes little sabji and she gives in the mouth of her father. How does the father feel?
Very much.
He feels so happy, isn't it? Although everything belongs to the father and to the mother, isn't it? So the same way, whatever we do, now we are singing all these songs, everything belongs to Krishna. Everything. Do you think that 10 rupees also belongs to you? Whatever you have, everything is, the Lord has given it to you for some time. So if out of love, like how the child is giving that little bit food in the mouth of the father feels so happy, although everything belongs to him, he feels so satisfied. Dekha, aaj mere bete ne kaisa kiya? That is how they behave, isn't it? The same way, when you do it for the Lord becomes happy. He starts sharing it. You know, these children are singing my shlokas. Can you see? That is how Krishna feels. That is how he loves you. If you love him with pure heart, not for asking anything. I will sing the shlokas. This time I have not at all studied in my exam. You should remind me all my formulas. Otherwise, just see. If he fails in the exam, see this. From today, I am not going to come to a temple because he failed me in my exam. That is wrong. Understood? So, this is the glories of...